We had a little mix episode because we're girls, girls. Yes. But after recent events, this is our One Direction episode.
This is our One Direction episode.
Hello, I'm Viv.
Hi, I'm Felicia. Sorry.
You're fine.
And welcome to the Lucid Dream Podcast.
Yes. And what was it? Usually it would be a challenge episode. But yeah, something hit us right in the
childhood, right in the 14-year-old girl.
Bitch.
Right there.
Holy shit.
So when did you first start listening to One Direction?
Well, let's start back, shall we? You know, I can't even remember. It was probably freshman year. That's like the most logical thing I can think of, freshman, or like that summer before freshman year. But I don't have cable. I don't watch MTV, but mm-hmm. I remember in the morning. Sometimes I wouldn't watch Nickelodeon because if it wasn't George Lopez or Full House, it was Friends. And when I was younger, I did not like Friends.
Yeah.
So I would go to MTV mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I see this curly haired boy and I was like, you know, this song's kind of good. I think I listened to the song first before I like hard eyes at the boys.
Oh, okay. That's so good of you. So let me tell you, I actually think Denise, my cousin Denise, was actually the one that got me into them. And it's so funny because she never fully fandomed in. We just knew we both thought Zayn was hot. That's all we knew. But it was so funny because when I saw them for the first time, I like looked at them and I was like watching. It was MTV. They were watching the music video. I think Denise was like, oh, I think I heard of these guys. Oh, this guy's really cute. Yeah. This song is cute, too. And I, like, full hard eyes. Like, it was definitely on MTV. Full hard eyes. Full, like, I'm like, who are these guys? Because I'm about to get fully invested.
I need to get a J14 magazine now.
Mm-hmm. And I got that. I need to get a J14 magazine immediately.
Pop Sugar.
I
gotta get are those even still a thing?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because I remember used to steal them at my local like convenience store.
I remember that was like the one thing, like every time my mom went into CVS, you know what? It made me feel adult that I was like reading a magazine. Like that I was flipping through the pages of a magazine.
It made me feel like a teenager.
Yeah.
That's what it made me feel like.
Yeah.
It made me feel like Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Because they were grown to me.
But the funny thing is I barely read them. Is I just was there for the free
pictures.
I mean, it was like $6. So every time we went there, my grandma was like, sure. Like, instead of getting a candy bar, I got a fucking J14 magazine and a slushie.
Period.
Yeah. And I had like, so I remember, it had to be during middle school because I was still downstairs when I got into One Direction.
Because, it's 2010. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It might have been like, that was an active school year for me because yeah. I had brain surgery, so it's hard.
Yeah,
hard for you to even remember, guys.
Yeah, no. You know what, Viv? That's so valid.
Thank you.
I feel you.
But that was like, you know what? You might be right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was eighth grade, and I remembered. Yeah, getting the J14 poster, and I remember I had I had a lot of posters on my wall. Like, I was like...
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, my room... Okay, so this is an apartment complex. I used to live downstairs, and my room was, like, head to toe, like, full wall. Like, my brother didn't even get a space for himself. Like, full wall. And it was the Jonas Brothers, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and I remember I had one poster for One Direction because at the time they were coming up. They weren't, like, quite there yet, mm-hmm. but they were getting there. I'm in the Naked Brothers band. That was also my thing.
What was it? My dad was very particular. He didn't let me like put up posters. I didn't get much merch because mm-hmm. like my dad was an asshole. He was a narcissist. So anything mm-hmm. I liked, he would clown. So up to my dad, I like One Direction's eye like that. That's all he knew because if he knew more, he would have clowned me.
Yeah,
so hard. My mom knew because she would buy the CDs for me or like I would play it in the car with her and. I think Zayn was the one where I was just like, okay, I'm in. Cause like Liam and Harry, I'm just like, all right. The door's open, but Zayn, like, what was it? I'm sat. Like that's
yeah,
when
no,
I,
exactly. I think we were watching the music video and we were like, oh, these boys are cute. These boys are a cute.
Truly, truly
had a type. Definitely had a type. And you know what's so funny is, like, I had, like, so at the time, like, middle school is, I don't know if Denise, my cousin Denise, fully knows this, but anytime she thought something was cool, I was gonna think it was cool. Mm. So I felt like I had the seal of approval from Denise to go headfirst into this, and she never followed me.
It's like, they're all right. Oh, she jumped in.
Oh, she's full in the
she's
water.
She's like, oh, the water's warm, and she's just scuba diving.
Yeah. I was, you know, you always have that, like, one, like, person in your life that's, like, very much older than you, and you think everything they do is the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was her.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet. Oh, yeah, because you're the oldest. Yeah.
Yeah, eventually that turned into my younger sister, Teresa, thinking everything I do is the coolest thing ever, and her being a One Direction fan, too.
And I remember, I think by the time What Makes You Beautiful, that video was out, one thing, that video was also out because, you know, YouTube, what was it? On the family computer, me all day looking at One Direction shit.
Yeah.
And, I was in it. Was in it. LimeWire illegally downloaded the music.
Yep.
Immediately after
made my
that.
Mom, I think it was like my birthday at one point. And, like, my mom does this thing where on my birthday she kind of, because you know what? I don't have expensive taste.
Mm.
So, if she takes me on a shopping spree, and majority of the time it was clothes, she might get a couple of CDs. And so I think it was, like, my birthday, and I made her get me the One Direction CD.
You used to have, like, a big CD collection. I'm like, yeah, it's probably stored somewhere.
Yeah, no, I could probably bust out. Right now, as we speak, I could bust out all the One Direction CDs. I'm not going to do that, because if I take a bath, I think I'm going to hit my fields way too hard, so it's going to stay there for a minute, and then when we decide to readdress it, we'll get into it, and I'll take out the CDs.
I remember...
I got the booklet, too.
And, like, what was it? When the news broke about Liam, everyone talking about how, like, it was, like, he was so monumental in their formative years. I'm thinking back. I'm like, huh. I know we first became friends because we hated a bitch. But I think what helped solidify it is that we both liked One Direction.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny is, like, I feel like me and Karen, like, we were into different boy bands, but we connected on the fact that we were both obsessing over a boy band. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think I had to have a conversation with her recently. She was like, yeah, no, I'm heartbroken for you. I really am. I'm like, yeah, no, because, yeah, I remember, like, in class, we were like, she was like, you know, I'm going to go see Big Time Rush. And I was like, yeah, no, really trying to convince my dad, really trying to get it in there. She was like, I'll go with you to see One Direction if you come with me to see Big Time Rush. And I never got to go with her to see Big Time Rush because my dad saw the One Direction tickets and said, you're done. So, but I did end up meeting Big Time Rush with her.
Oh, yeah. That was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. They were nice.
It's unfortunate now.
They were all right.
But I remember, like, One Direction, like, when they would drop, like, music, you and I was like, did you see it?
Yeah, I was excited to see you, yeah.
I remember we were both in a band in Color Guard. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were doing, like, I think we were, like, handing out, like, you know, donate to band to send us on a trip. And it was in the fall. And I remember, like, it was before or after we did that. I think it was before because the sun was still out.
No, I think it was after we did it. Because, like, I remember, like, we just drove in. And I think we had to be done by, like, 1.
Ah.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, a Saturday.
Yeah, and I think the music video dropped in, like, the middle of the day. So I think we were all, like, delivering to houses. And we're like, we gotta get back in time.
Yes.
So I think it wasn't, like, super light out. But it was pretty bright out. Because I think we were outside and we were...
Yes, we were outside. I remember we were outside the high school where we, like, people would have lunch.
Oh, when I was trying to win Ed Sheeran tickets. Yeah, that was my life back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, what was it? I don't remember. Was that album Divide? I think that's the last one. You know what? Ed Sheeran album I liked. Was it Divide? Or was it the X?
No, I think it was the X.
Okay, Multiply. I think that was the last.
My favorite album from him is still the first one. I don't think he ever topped that for me.
Yeah, after that, I got tired.
It went downhill. I'm so sorry, Ed. It did. It got just like, you know what? It's so funny because I really do feel like some people make the best music when they're faking a poverty.
Yeah, when you like appropriate other people's pain and it really, experience.
It really, you guys culture. Really just be coming yeah. up with shit that just be slapping. Yeah. Because it really like his music was like meaning something. He was talking about like living on the streets. He was singing like stories mm-hmm. about homelessness
but this is not
and
about
alcoholism
Ed.
And alcoholism and it was kind of fucking deep. And then
he got nothing left to say.
And then he decided to stop faking homelessness and live in a house and it all went downhill.
Yeah, he just went straight pop. And I mean, like, listen, some of them, like, I did listen to because it was, like, really catchy.
It's fine.
It's, you know, it got the radio, like, curse. Like, it was overplayed to fuck all.
Listen, I'm not a full Ed Sheeran hater, but I just think that his music is extremely, now it's just extremely basic. There is no story. There is just... the shape of you. I think it's cute. I think he could write a song. It's cute. He writes cute pop songs. And it's just not interesting. Go! Like, he has nothing to say anymore, so it's like...
Yeah.
But I also used to think it was creative that he used to, like, fully, like, mix his stuff live on stage. I thought it was really
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I loved his
like diss track against Ellie Goulding. That was good.
That was he did his big one with that. Oh, that's actually never mind. That's actually his best song. He did his big one. I mean, we can't all relate to alcoholism and drug use, but we can all relate to fuck that bitch. So.
Listen, absolutely, yeah. Someone break up with that man again.
Yeah,
but he's married, right?
Yeah.
That's awful. No, but oh god, Rage is like the best to like hear your music. Yeah.
No, once again, I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift song, but when she's biggest Taylor Swift fan, but when she says fuck that guy, I believe her.
Oh yeah.
Every time. Like, I'm like, what'd you say? Yeah, nah, fuck that guy.
What was it? Like Karma. I didn't like, but the lyrics aren't bad. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just like, you know, this is fun. Like, you know, I gotta hand it to you.
Yeah, like, you're eating him up. I don't know who you eating up, but
it's funny. I don't like that you sang it.
The way you chose to sing it.
I don't like the instrumental behind it necessarily. Mm-hmm. But like, listen, you ate down and you're expressing yourself how you gonna do it.
Yeah, no. I love that shit. Actually I have a new favorite Taylor Swift song. Maybe I should listen to her Folklore album, because people did say that was her best album, but I'm too caught up on all of her other radio hits that I'm not really a fan of. So once someone put like back B-list songs, I'm like, oh, I actually really like this. Is it Willow? No song? Whatever you say, the less I know. And her voice has never sounded better than on that song, so maybe I should listen to that album.
You're like, is that Taylor?
Is that Taylor?
Is she J-Lo-ing us?
She's singing. Oh my god. Okay, sorry, that was a sidetrack. But when you mentioned, let's start mentioning One Direction, you have to mention, like, there were so many other artists at the time that were, like, just, like, blowing up. I think Taylor Swift was also one of them. So.
Oh, no, I mean, like.
Ed Sheeran.
I think Taylor Swift was popular. Like, because I think You Belong With Me, I remember that hearing the girls in my school sing the fuck out of it. I think, yeah, beginning of middle school, yeah. And especially 7th grade. Because yeah. I think I had a class particularly with white girls, mm-hmm. and boy was it Taylor Swift every day. I couldn't even get a chance to like it.
They loved her. Yeah. They really did. And you know what's, like, so funny? Is the reason why I say, like, Taylor Swift wasn't, like, how she is now, she wasn't how she is now. Like, now I feel like, back then I feel like she was like, oh, this is just a girl that shows up on the radio. All the white girls love her. Now I feel like this bitch is like mega star status. Like,
oh yeah,
she definitely wasn't mega star status by the time
One
Direction came out.
Like, well, first off, like I never liked country. That was something I was consistent with in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And the songs weren't bad. Like Love Story was all right. Mm-hmm. But when she was faking the
that's when it got cringe.
The faking the southern accent. That was tough for me to listen. Yeah.
When she sung the song Mean, I remember, like, that song came on the TV, and I was like, I don't think I could fuck with this. Like, why do you gotta be so mean? And I was like, I know why.
Yeah, there was.
I don't think I'd be nice to you either if you were faking a country accent.
Like, what was it? Like, our love is a clear screen door, and I'm like, whoa, yeah. this is a part of America I don't know. And she's from Pennsylvania, even though, like, there's hickish parts of PA.
That's true. You know what? I gotta be honest. That song grew on me. I don't know.
Which song?
Our song is a slam and scream door.
No, I don't like that. And let's play it again. Like, that part killed me.
You know what? I just think I'm at the point in adulthood where I just like sometimes a little bit of cringe. I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm like... So country songs, when they're that corny, now I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. You have to love. Song is a slam and scream door. Love that. I just love that for her.
I never found anything to love about
what was it? I think, like, looking back at it, there's some songs that I'm like, oh, like, this is, she has songwriting potential.
No, like You Belong With Me. She
definitely got better over time.
What was it, like, You Belong With Me? Well, that was the hit that no one let go at that time, I remember.
Yeah. That was the one that I was like, I still don't like it to this day. I stand on business. Yeah. But, if there's one thing, like, me and those... You know, little like girls in school connected on the fact that we all loved One Direction. That was really a moment in time to be a teenage girl.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I remember like looking back at their One Direction. One Direction, the One Direction days, the X Factor. I remember I looked back to X Factor, looked back at their performances, and I loved it. Looking on it now.
Not good.
I can't believe Louis went through. What we own about? What we talk? Oh
my god!
Like binge watching their shit.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I remember watching like the diaries they did. The little like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What was it, Louis? I love a girl who eats carrots, and then after that, he just got hella fucking carrots. Mm-hmm. And then when they, it's just like since I've said that, you know, I've had like so many carrots gifted to me, and then one of them is just like, yeah, we also like Rolexes.
Yes, we love that.
And Lamborghinis.
Could you imagine everyone pulls up in cars?
God, you know,
crazy. Crazy. I know they definitely had to get at least one Rolex watch after that.
I'm somebody,
a rich ass parent that was.
I know for sure. Like that still happens today with like a lot of groups. Mm-hmm. Like people just like ball out when you know. I don't know.
I don't know
about all that.
I don't know about the lifestyle. What was I going to say?
I remember One Direction when they toured and they did their stadium tour. There was no way my parents were going to pay for that. No way.
You know what's so funny?
They didn't.
Yeah, no. Okay. So my parents did. But it's so funny because like I think we got like a... I told my parents we were getting a discount on the tickets, but I don't think we did get a discount. I think it was just the password to pre-order the tickets. So there was no discount.
Do you remember how much they were?
I remember it was for all, okay, so listen, in today's standards, they weren't that bad.
I know.
I remember for four, it was for four tickets. It was me, Teresa, my dad bought Karen's ticket, which is really nice of him looking back at it. Me, Teresa, and his ticket, and Karen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's four.
Four. Okay. So for four tickets, I believe it was he spent like up to almost $1,000.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa.
Yeah. He was like, "You're not getting anything else." I was
ever
like,
again.
I was like, yes. I was like, not for Christmas. And he was like, "No, cancel your birthday too." This is it right here. Nothing else.
No. Whoa. But
looking back at it. That wasn't that bad because that means he had to spend like $200 per person, $250 per person. Oh, that's a lot of money. That is a lot.
I know, like for now, like
that. For now, concert tickets are fucking ridiculous.
People will do anything, especially reselling. But like,
it might have been $600. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I round up. I can't remember. The price went quickly by the screen because I was like, "Give me your car."
Wait, so is it 600 or 1,000?
It might be It might be around 700 to 1,000. It might be in between that range. It was a lot of money. I remember thinking this is a lot of money, and we got like nosebleeds. They weren't good.
Whoa.
But there had to be a surge in people buying it.
Oh,
it
was must day be. Of. Yeah. Must be.
And I think it was pre tickets. I don't remember. You know, actually just scratch everything for the record because I don't remember.
Damn. I mean, well, I get it. Like, as a kid, I mean, like as a kid, like, you're paying for it? Okay.
Yeah. But I remember my dad was like, you're getting, like, nothing else for, like,
ever.
But yeah, I did convince my dad, but it was so funny because I was actually just telling my coworker, before Liam died, actually, because we were not even the day Liam died, we're talking about old people that like we used to love when we were younger and we wanted to like see. And we're talking about like One Direction, and I was talking about how I like loved Lil Wayne, like that was my thing. I loved Lil Wayne, and I loved actually loved Kanye West. Embarrassing.
You missed the old Kanye.
I liked the old Kanye, but I remember I used to ask my dad for concert tickets to see any of them, and he would just, like, flat no me. Like, I was like, can I go see Rihanna? He was like, no. Can I go see Lil Wayne? He was like, are you fucking crazy? No. Can I see Miley Cyrus? Let me think on it. That's what my dad did all the time. He used to be like, oh, let me think on it. I'm gonna let that sit in the mind. That's what he would say. One Direction, he was like, let me let it sink in the mind. And then I finally told him, I was like, Dad, the ticket's on sale. You can't let it sink in the mind any longer. Now's the time. And he was like, fine. But yeah, I used to ask him to see, like, all these artists, and he would vet them out beforehand and give the hell no.
You know, what was it? My dad didn't like spending money on anyone but himself. Mm-hmm. So it was a no. And what was it? My mom didn't want to say yes for it to be a fight. So she'd rather say no too.
Yeah. I was a brat. A spoiled one too.
I just would have had everything taken away if I just kept going.
My mom was the one who would take it far. She used to put all my toys in the basement. And not even like, I remember I didn't even do anything this one time. She was just upset. My mom had postpartum. She definitely did. I guess we're getting dark now. My mom had postpartum. She definitely did. So out of nowhere, we wouldn't even have done anything to her. I think, like, she would just get pissed out the blue.
She lock up your toys, like, as a present?
No, she would send them all downstairs, and she never brought them back up. So. One time she bought me a camera. And I was like, hey, so. And then I got grounded. And she took it away. I was like, hey, so, like, my grounding is going to be over in, like, 2 days. Like, can I potentially have my camera back? And she cursed me out, told me that she's getting ready to extend the grounding. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry for asking. And then...
Fucking scams.
And then she... Then I asked her again when the grounding was over. She cursed me out again and basically said that I actually don't deserve to have anything back. And finally, she admitted she lost the camera. So, that was my mom.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, in all cases, even though my mom had postpartum and she was, like, up and down emotionally... all cases I was spoiled. I was still spoiled rotten.
I wouldn't say so.
One time I cried because my mom wouldn't take me to see the Twilight movie and buy the One Direction album at the same time.
I mean, how old were you?
I was like 13, 12-ish.
You're a kid.
Yeah.
I think... what was it with One Direction? Like I listened to all, you know, it's funny when I look back, I'm like, did I listen to all their albums? Cause there's definitely songs I missed or like, it didn't stick in my memory, but, that was like a group of like, I listened to everything. I loved everything. I think I told myself I loved everything. Mm-hmm. And, I remember it was, senior year, it's when I moved out of my house, I remember. I remember when I found out Zane left. I think I saw the statement on, like, their website. Mm-hmm. Like, not even just social media, their fucking website.
You called me immediately.
I called you. I think you didn't answer initially because you were having dinner.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, where are you? I was like, I'm with your grandparents. I'm just like, leave the room. And you're like, why? And I'm like, I'm like, Zane.
I cried crazy.
Yes. You're like, I'm dead ass gonna cry. No, because why am I crying?
I knew he was.
Fuck!
I knew he was gonna be the first to leave.
Yes.
I normally am never wrong about who's the first to leave. I think the only person I was wrong about is Little Mix. Little Mix, it was hard for me to tell who was gonna leave first. Because they all seemed like they liked each other so much. But One Direction, I knew, I was like, this one right here, he's about to go. I don't know when he's going to do it, but that's going to be the first one to leave.
Yes. I think Zayn, for a while, like, he was described as, like, the quieter one. Mm-hmm. So, and not that he was, like, standoffish or anything, but I feel like, I know some people had that, and maybe he played into it without realizing, or, like, that's what I thought. Because, you know, you'd like to think you know these people. But, yeah, and, like, and even in some interviews, when he wasn't having it, he'd just walk out. He's really he's like, funny. Honestly, I just don't feel like talking to you right now. And he would walk out, and the interview was like,
period. yeah, no, I feel like, you know what? But looking back at it, like, because, like, now that, like, you know, what happened, like, I'm getting a lot of playback clips of, like, a lot of, like, the One Direction days. And I'm like, looking back at it, I actually think, like, although Zayn was pretty quiet, I do think if, like, watch the way he looks at, like, the other boys. Like, I actually think he was very, like, caring and kind of fucking sweet.
No.
Like, I actually think, like, he just really just wasn't there.
I think it's tough because, like, I think some of the interviews give us those nuggets. Like, mm-hmm. The interview he did, I don't know who he did it with, but it was when his hair was platinum. It was his Pillow Talk era, mm-hmm. You know, when he left the group and then came out with Pillow Talk, which we ate the fuck up. Oh, my God. We loved it. I still like that song to this day. I don't think I've listened to it in a minute, though. In an interview, he was like almost in like a theater talking to this dude. And he was the what he was saying. And I think that's what rubbed the four other boys the wrong way was like, he never wanted to be in it.
Yeah, initially. No.
And like, I'm in that moment, like, that broke my heart. But I felt like at that time I was like 17, 18. I felt like I knew more. I was like, I know what it was. He didn't want to be in a group to begin with. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say yes. So it's just like, yeah. Either you're in this group or you don't have the chance to start. And it's like, well, fuck me. I'm going to be in the group. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep it going. How could I say no? How could I say no? How could I say no? I remember when he initially said it was like mental health issues, I remember we were like, oh my God, like, you know, okay. Look for your, like,
I do still think there was a shred of that.
Of course I do. I do think so. And at the time, that's when he was dating Perry, mm-hmm. Perry Edwards. Mm-hmm. And like, I think a lot was happening.
Did you hear the kids? Some of the younger One Direction fans are just now finding out that they were dating.
Really?
Like, girl, like, and a lot of, like, people, like, our age, girl, that was a whole plot point. I gotta be honest with you.
Girl, shout out to my ex.
Girl, that was the whole plot.
That was
a cunt album. He tattooed her on this arm.
Yeah, I think he covered her up. Yeah. I think so. But, I remember, like, bitch, they were engaged.
Yeah, they were together.
I think initially, and that's probably still a thing now, Zayn probably, like, after a while felt disconnected. There was probably a lot of things attached to his frustration with the boys, and he felt like he couldn't be honest with them. Mm-hmm. And probably just like, the soloist Zayn can't be the same Zayn in One Direction, because there are some groups or even bands that, like, one member will have a solo album, but he's still part of the group. Mm-hmm. Because, like, probably have communicated well, and they like being in the group, and they don't mind the connection. But Zayn was like, for me to grow, I gotta leave. And like, that's hard to hear. Like, imagine being the group that he's leaving from.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's confessed now that I think that if there wasn't talks about, like, other people potentially wanting to leave, and like, not this being the last year, if there wasn't talks about that to his face, he was like, I probably would have stayed. But if you guys are about to stop, eventually, I'm gonna stop now. So I think
there
was a shred of he was like, if there's gonna be people leaving, I want to be the first to go. And I think there's always like a shred of that in like in all bands, even like it happened in Little Mix. And I think like with Zane, I think like him wanting to be the first to leave, it was probably because like even when I like listen, if you like listen to the whole evolution of, you know, One Direction and the way they were writing songs, it seemed like the more One Direction was growing, the less far apart it became from Zayn's sound. And Zayn said that he had less writing credits. You know, he wasn't able to, like, kind of get in there because it wasn't, like, music that really, like, speaks to him. And no offense, like, his, like, voice. Like, Zayn has a very, like, R&B-ish voice. He has a very R&B-ish sound. He's like an R&B pop sound, like, yeah. And that they're very much like it became very guitar-y,
little folk,
singer-songwriter-y, which is like beautiful. I actually like love that genre.
Yeah,
What eventually they grew into. But it did seem like that's when Zayn started taking less solos. And Liam started taking less solos too, because it was like further apart from his you know. What voice. His voice, like, mm-hmm. lives in. No offense, it was more towards, like, Niall's voice sounds great on that, on songs Harry. Like that. Harry's voice. And Louis's voice, like, you can kind of put him anywhere and it kind of just fits. So they had more solos and they kind of, like, fell back.
Yeah.
But Liam still did a lot of songwriting and, you know, he was able to still contribute, whereas Zayn... I feel like it makes sense for him to be, like, the first one to step out.
I wonder if one day we'll get, like, the actual tea from
it. I want the tea so bad.
Because, like, on the Call Her Daddy podcast Zayn was on, that's when he was more, like as honest as he wanted to be. Because he was just, like, honestly, like, people were taking deals, other people weren't. And I'm just, like, there was, like, more politics going on. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, and selfishly, I wanted to be the first to
if y'all doing go. That, then...
And Simon Cowell was on James Corden, probably when James Corden started out. I remember that was like at the end of high school. That's when James Corden mm-hmm. got the Late Late Show. Mm-hmm. Simon Cowell, because James asked him about it, and he's just like, you know, Zayn kind of had those feelings, mm-hmm. alluded to those feelings about leaving, and I tried to convince him to stay and convince them all like to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
But what was it? Like Zayn, like, wasn't happy anymore. And, you know, it's, yeah, I think there's probably like a lot mm-hmm. to do with it. Cause even like now, I don't know where Zayn said this. I don't know. I don't remember which interview. I think it was a radio interview. But he's just like, my one regret is not enjoying the band better.
Yeah.
And like, memories do take a different light when you grow.
Yeah.
Like, so because like, I think Pillow Talk came out like 2 years after.
Yeah.
And so like, he probably still felt it, probably mm-hmm. still not talking to the boys mm-hmm. as much.
I think right now the boys aren't talking to each other. I feel like it's like strictly out of, because like when you hear them talk about each other now, it's such a positive light. I yeah. think they're still not talking to each other.
Not like before. Absolutely yeah. not.
I think they're still not talking to each other because they're like, well, now I'm still like, I want to be the first to like say something after. Like, I do think there's an era when you're not talking to someone for so long that you do consider like a family member, a relative, or a brother. It's like almost takes an essence of like, well, I don't want to be the one that speaks first, even though I'm over it and I do kind of miss you.
I think like it's more casual. It's like, so how's it going? Probably.
Yeah.
But what was it? Louis was on like the Zach Sang podcast or like the first time he was on. I remember Louis even said, it's like, I'm not mature enough to like,
yeah,
talk to Zayn about like the frustrations, like the, what he said about it and all that. It's like, I'm definitely like open to it one day, but I don't think either of us are in that place. Now the second time around, I think Louis is like more inclined and mm-hmm. more matured, but he's just like, I don't know how he feels. Like mm-hmm. you, like he was asked twice, like, are you guys still friends? And he's just like, I love him to bits, but mm-hmm. We don't talk as much. Mm-hmm. I think yeah, Zayn and Louis probably talk the least. I think Louis doesn't talk that much to Harry. I think Niall keeps up mm-hmm. with them more.
Yeah.
Or like because it's Niall.
Yeah. And I think Louis kept up with Liam. Louis and Liam kept up with each other the most.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, and I think that took a minute too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think like just it's harder to connect to Zane. I feel like I feel that like rift. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's also hard to connect with Harry. I think Harry's holding on to some things too. Whether he'll admit it or not, I think he's holding on
to something. I mean, like, if you look back in the interviews right before Zane officially left, mm-hmm. you can see, like you can see, we see it, like, it's very different. Mm-hmm. The way that, like, no one wants to be there and everyone's a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I even remember, like, because, like, the fans, like, on Tumblr and Twitter were nuts about it. And they were, like, and it's, like, no different to, like, stands now, but they, like, it was like, did you see how he reacted at 1.5 seconds? Like, see, when he's not looking at this, he's not doing this, he's mm-hmm. reacting this way, they're not close, you see how they're separated? Like, it was very yeah. that, and, like, I ate it up. No, I'm gonna go hold you.
I absolutely ate it up, but you know what? I never really, like, took it, like, oh, they're about to break up. The reason why I never took it that way is because, like, I know that they're spending day in and day out with each other. Mm-hmm. So, you should see the fights I get into with my cousins, my siblings. They're bad. They're really bad. So, and it's not because I don't love them. It's because they get on my fucking nerve. Absolutely. And even when, like, all of us, like, all of our friend group when we go on vacation, there's always a point where we can't stand each other. Now, it's because eventually you get on each other's nerves, and I feel like that's, like, normal.
Yeah, I feel like after 7 days, it's tough.
You know, because now it's just like, we're the only people we know here. You're kind of annoying me.
I think it's however, the last one we took, I didn't mind you at all.
No, neither
I think,
did.
Like, what was either. It? I think with anything, and
I'm tired of being in Mexico, though.
No, I wanted something familiar. You know what you, that's what it is. Like, yeah. Anyone who's traveled for long periodical times, like, you want something familiar. And, yeah, that's, I wanted something I knew I could rely on.
Yeah.
I didn't want to gamble anymore. Yeah, just like
saying. I was like, I want to get into a car and go where the fuck I want to go. I think that was it.
Yeah. I think now I'd feel more comfortable to even renting a car in Mexico and just driving.
Yeah.
I think I'm more, at the time I was not, but now, yeah. Now I am more comfortable.
Yeah. I'd still do it again, but, you know. I think yeah. that, you know, but, you know, there's a little bit of essence of that. Like, they were spending day in and day out with each other. So, I remember there was
videos. And they even said it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was videos where, like, you could tell Louis and Harry really weren't having each other at the moment. And I think, like, I was like, yeah, they did get into a fight right before. Wow.
And even, like, in interviews after the band was over, like, Louis would say, like, Harry is the one I speak to the least, and I think it's because he's so busy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like there are petty moments mm-hmm. amongst them. Like, when Harry hosted SNL, and he was doing this just like, oh, I love those guys. You know, Niall, Louis, Liam. Ringo.
No, that's his name, Ringo.
I remember that had us dead. And but like and even like Liam, like when you know, what he became mm-hmm. like, oh god, you we all know that the Logan Paul podcast,
yeah,
when he talked a fair amount of shit.
You know what, I remember being so pissed at him at one point, and now I feel like more and more, like, as I realize, you know, his struggles and like his problems, the more and more I want to punch Logan Paul in the face. I really turned into full Louis on that, where I just feel like, wow, you really, I hate Logan Paul. I hate Logan Paul. But I really just feel like, I don't know, even in the interview, like, while he was airing out Zane shit, which is like, I don't know why he was doing that. I really don't.
It was a detention.
Yeah, it was definitely attention. I think he's a Leo rising. It shows sometimes. Yeah, when he was airing out Zane shit, he was like, no, but, like, I'll always love Zane. And it, like, kind of breaks my heart that they were never able to, like, fully move past what they needed to move past. And even Zane's reaction to the interview after, he's like, you know, he was kind of annoyed at first. But, you know, those guys are my brothers at the end of the day. I'm not really focused on it. Love Liam. Move on.
Which is nice, because what was it? Liam was joking about, like, the allegations of, like, Zayn hitting Gigi's mother.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, whoa. Like, I would never even speak on it.
Yeah.
But Liam...
The fact that he, like, asked that question also annoys the shit out of me.
No, Logan doesn't give a... didn't listen to One Direction. Doesn't give a fuck about One Direction, but just... He knew the clicks. Logan did that.
Mm-hmm.
Logan was gonna Logan.
Yeah.
That's why Loki didn't even want to fucking see it. But then seeing all the clips, I'm just like, all right, fucking hell. Let's go into this, shall we?
Yeah, I don't like Logan. And you know
Your prime sucks.
Yeah.
I had a sample of it at where I work. Well, I don't like coconut water, but God, is it so bad.
It's nasty. Everyone thinks it's nasty. I don't know why it's still selling. Like, it's just him.
I see kids chugging that shit.
Nasty.
Chugging it. You know, regular colored kids,
nasty stuff. Okay. Really,
white kids chugging it.
No, but I feel like, don't like Logan Paul. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something.
Lunchly looks awful, but that's just a whole different thing.
Maybe I just don't like them. I don't like them. I don't like their products. I don't like that they continue to box. I want someone to knock them the fuck out. I don't like them.
What was it? No, Logan Paul now is a WWE superstar.
Oh, you Isn't know,
that fucking crazy?
So stupid. Do you know, I've been seeing a lot of videos that have been killing me, because it's also like the people, like, this is how you know when things like just break the pop culture, like, airway. Because even people who never listened to One Direction are like, damn. Because, like, I mean, like, if you think about, like, this is like a really just like culturally significant loss, because this is like someone who's in like one of the biggest boy bands in the world.
Yeah.
And so young, and he passed away to the point where, like, my brother had a reaction. Like, and, like, I think there's a lot of videos online, like, yo, my brother was kind of taken back. Because,
yes.
Yeah, my brother was like, well, I listened to them, like, so much through you. Like, so it's just a little, like, he was like, I'm a little heartbroken, just a little bit. And I've never listened to any of their music on my own. But I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
he was talented. That's just a shame.
There's so many memes of, like, little brothers being like, your boy Liam died? What?
Yeah. No, my brother came in the house and was just like, I can't believe it. I'm like, really? He's like, no, I just remember you listening to him all the time. I really cannot believe it. I'm really shocked.
What was it? My brother doesn't react to much, but like, I love how he hears me and my mom talking about something, and then he comes in and he, like, starts from the beginning as if he's breaking it to us. It's like, no, so, like, so supposedly Liam Payne died today, and I'm looking at him like, we're already deep into, like, the drug part of, like, of the situation, but he's just like, so he was, like, in, like, Argentina for some reason, and he starts from the beginning. I don't know what's that habit, but he's just like, wow, that's sad. He's like, I think he was like, my brother's just a year younger than him, so my bro's like, whoa, that's, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think, like, I also feel like it proves the point that, like, your brother and a lot of the boys in your family pretend that they don't like things that they actually like, because my brother was like, wow.
Or they care about you. They care about you more than they let on.
Yeah, more than they're, like, opening up to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother was like, damn. And it's also so funny, because I also was, like, seeing, like, someone was pretend. I don't know if it was. It was definitely a skit, but it was killing me, because they were like, you know, boyfriends of the One Direction fans, and they were like, yeah, nah, I mean, I listen to more hard shit, but, like, yeah, no, RIP my guy, later on the phone, like, no, because we were supposed to get the reunion tickets. It's like, babe, I'm so sad.
You know, it does break my heart, because in, like, most of the interviews, like, when they were asked, do you think One Direction will get back together? Especially, like, in the years closer to now, they were like, I will never say never, never say never. So I feel like, like, it's, they all probably want to talk, but it's probably a lot. I think they're going to talk now,
which is just so horrible.
Well, now, I mean, this is a chilling thing to say, but if they all go to the funeral, it's the first time they're all in a room together since when Zane left. Mm-hmm. And that's about to be like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. No, that's when One Direction started. Like, it's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, I think a little bit more than 10. I think like probably 11-ish.
Because it was at the end of high school. We graduated 2015.
Yeah. No, but when Zane left, it was, I think, either our junior or senior year.
Yeah, that was like, oh, you're right. Yes. Yeah. Because that's when One Direction hiatus.
Yeah, no, I think it was our junior year. Because I remember the last album, Drag Me Down, that was our senior year.
When Zane left, it was our senior year.
Okay, so now it had to be the beginning of our senior year.
No, because I don't remember being in my house.
Okay, when the last album came out is the time I'm gonna remember. Then I'm gonna get it all together. The timeline.
Let me see the last album. See when Zane left, because I just remember not being in that house.
Okay, so the first album they dropped without Zane was in 2015. So when did Zane leave?
I gotta pick up my prescription.
Damn, midway through 2015, you're right.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I was in my apartment, and I remember looking at the window. I see it, holding the phone and like talking to you and like being on my bed. I see it all. And you were just like, bro, I'm really about to cry. I don't even want to look at my family right now.
Okay. So yeah, it was midway through 2015. That's crazy.
And like the next year, hiatus.
So then we already graduated and then he left?
No. We were still in high school when he left.
Okay, so...
Because that's still half of the school year.
Yo, give me a date. March. Okay, thank you.
I was about to say.
That makes sense to me. Okay, March makes sense.
Yeah,
to
I'm
me.
Like 2015 because is, then, is 12 months.
Because then I think they released the album at the end of our senior year. So I'm, yes, that's, now I'm understanding. When did they release that last album? Give me a date.
But I knew it was Curtains, though, when Zane left. And like, I was surprised they came out with another album. And I'm just like, yeah, but, like, this is it, ain't it?
Oh, at the end of the year. So then they came out with a new album at November. Oh, I was in cosmetology school when they released that album. Crazy. So I fucked up the timeline, I did.
I was about to say, because, like, I could see, like...
Because then Pillow Talk came out, too.
Yes, it did.
So, wow, he released an album only a couple of months after.
I remember we felt, like, so, like, damn, Zane!
I was, like, low-key, so I was, like, low-key, you're full of shit, but song hits. Can't deny it.
Yeah.
Miss you, buddy.
I think it's definitely much more convoluted than that. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, I wouldn't, oh, God. It is very sad to think that they're all going to be in a room together at Liam's funeral if they all decide to go, which I can't imagine them not.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I listen, I don't know how emotionally mature Zane is, but sometimes Zane is like, I don't know. The last death that happened, Zane still holds on to shit. So I don't know if he'll get a new burst of social anxiety and not go.
I mean, what was it? Like, he hasn't performed in like 8 years.
Yeah.
But like,
he postponed his tour.
Well, yeah, because he's in mourning.
Yeah.
And I think like, yeah, I think this is something that'd be hard to skip. It'd be hard to forgive to, like, if you
skip it.
Yeah. And like,
please go, Zane, don't do that.
Yeah, I'd say this is probably gonna be like one of the hardest times for all of them.
Yeah.
Because it's not only did you lose someone that you did love and just had a tumultuous relationship with, and like, it was hard to see eye to eye or even to begin that conversation. Now they're dead, so you have to mourn what they were, mm-hmm. what they could have been, mm-hmm. the time missed mm-hmm. and the time that will be missed and mm-hmm. can't get back, but you have to face everything else at the mm-hmm. same time.
Yeah.
If you decide to go. Mm-hmm. So holy.
That's what would be tough for me if I was Zane. And I'm like, damn.
I feel like for all of them a little bit.
Yeah, no. The only reason why I'm saying for Zane is because he was the first to go. So that's why I'm like, damn. And I feel like a majority of them have, like, Louis and Niall have a great relationship. Niall loves Harry. I don't know about Louis and Harry, but Zane is really, like, tough with all three. So that's why I'm like...
I mean, he does, like, talk to some of them.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought he still hasn't talked to them yet.
No, he talks to some of them. It's probably... In the last interview I saw, he's just like, oh, and when I don't know when this interview was, but he's like, a few days ago, I spoke to Niall. We caught up. He's really doing real well.
Okay, of course. Good.
What was
it? It's always Niall.
It is always Niall. Love Niall. I think it's probably not like deep shit. It's probably like, hey, I heard this happen. Are you okay? Yeah. Okay. It's probably like really like, like not like not too deep.
Okay.
Or like, okay, or like good. When Louis's mother died. Good. When Louis's mother's died, I think they all sent condolences.
Yeah, I think that's where the Zane and Louis thing stems from, no? They all sent condolences, but Zane never went to the funeral.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't think that's only it, because, like, the way Zane talked about leaving, and then Zane not going to the funeral, I think that's, you know, it started adding up.
Carry on the cake. Yo, Louis was pissed, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, I would be, too. That'd be very hard. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if Zane misses this one, I don't know, get a different therapist, because I think Zane is in therapy, because, like, that's mm-hmm. rough. Unless that's your line in the sand.
Yeah.
Unless that's just, like, what was it? That'd be rough. And also, what's going to be rough, that funeral is going to be hounded by Paps.
I really can't deal with them hunting down Niall. I hate Niall's comment section right now. I don't know why I feel the most defensive over Niall, but I do.
It's always been that way, hasn't it? I kind of want
to start fighting people. Honestly, that one bitch who was like, honestly, Niall, it's your fault. I'm like, yo, where's your address? Drop it.
Your fault. Yeah. My goodness.
I'm like, honestly, ho, drop your address. Because I got to beat that ass.
Yeah. My God.
Honestly, no, because you want to talk shit online? That's it? About my guy, Niall?
What a horrendous thing to say. Honestly. Absolutely fucking horrendous. I'm gagged.
I think, like, now I'm getting a lot of, like, happy memories popping up on my For You. And, like, just, like, seeing how, like, directioners still like stay on it is like really kind of like adorable, and I love to see it.
Did you see Liam's father went to Argentina, I think, to mm-hmm. to pick up Liam, but he went to like to see the memorial that the fans left in front mm-hmm. of the hotel where Liam died, and I think the fans were trying to create like a blockade for the paparazzi to not be on top of Liam's father and Paul, their fucking bodyguard. When I looked at him and they're like, that's Paul. It was like, it was very like Raven, like took me back to me on Tumblr in high school. I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I was at work when my friend who wasn't a One Direction fan, hi Ivy, called me. She's like, where are you? I'm at work. And she's like, damn it. I'm like, why? Like, I work at a very chill place. Mm-hmm. She's like, Liam died. I'm like, no, the fuck he didn't. And then this cocksucker is like, hey, where's the toothpaste? I can't believe it. All day, no one's asked me damn thing. And the moment Liam Payne dies, what are you doing? Yo, stick up your ass.
Stick up your ass. No, I think like... I saw, you texted me, and that was a lot for Elmo, because I just never expect to, you know, cut a bitch's hair and then Liam Payne to die 2 minutes later. I just feel like that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel that way when someone, like, passes, someone, like, huge and monumental passes? It's like,
yeah.
No, but I just did a haircut, so.
No. Like, what was it?
Some bullshit.
No, but it's Wednesday.
No, but, like, that's how I feel.
And the thing is, like, he was so active on social media, and like there was like, you know, the controversy going around.
Yeah, there was almost an essence of like, it's almost like you saw him yesterday. So how could that be?
Like, bro, we were just in the middle of tea.
Yeah, no, no offense, but I was just clowning you the other day. And no, don't even get me wrong. I was clowning you because I loved you. But you had to be, you know, when people are doing cringeworthy shit, you got to clown them a little
bit. It doesn't matter what state of being I am, well or unwell. If there's something to clown, then clown it around. I mean, like, listen.
I got to do it. Listen. But listen, I would never go on the internet and do it because you my guy. I stand on business. But I stand on business. I mean, but I do know that, like, some allegations were, people were coming forward with allegations. And I just also want to point out that when we speak on him, we're speaking on the cultural impact we have. We never knew him as a person. No. And we could never speak from someone who knows him specifically. And so leave that person alone. I really can't express that enough. You guys didn't know him. She did. Her experience with him is 100% valid. And not everyone is okay at every moment in time. And I'm not sure if you ever knew anyone with a drug addiction, but sometimes not that friendly. So I'm just saying, like, give people grace, yo. People are going through stuff. Let them go through it.
I think, like, people commenting on his girlfriend's messages saying that it's her fault that she left him alone. Or, like, his manager that, you know, left him alone at the hotel. And, like, I think that's, like, absolutely not necessary. That's, like, really outlandish.
Mm-hmm. I do slightly blame the people in the hotel only because I don't like that no one decided to call the ambulance for him when he was downstairs in the lobby, clearly not well. And I think it's because someone there sold him drugs. That's what we're getting at.
I mean, a lot of... yikes. What's today? Today is October 21st. So from what I last understand is that... because initially reports was that he jumped himself. But now it's more like... It's like from the autopsy, it's from a fall. Mm-hmm. And...
there was no signs of struggle. No one pushed him.
Yeah. And that he wasn't fully conscious. Mm-hmm. When he was probably like half in and out when he fell off the balcony. So like, I think initially that day he was in the lobby and he was kind of causing a scene, yelling, aggressive, throwing around his laptop. And he was escorted to his room a few times. And then there was one time where he was like being aggressive and passed out and started convulsing. And I think that's when someone called the ambulance, but they just took him to the room where he was alone. I think like even like today, if someone came into my job that way, I would like want someone to be around
them all the time.
And wait for the ambulance to come and not just put him to the room.
Yeah.
I understand I think I understand what the hotel was trying to do.
Yeah.
But I still don't. I think it's bullshit anyway.
Yeah,
they were just trying to keep up. Like, I'm like, no, it's a hotel. It's a fancy hotel. We can't have, like, someone drugged out in the lobby. And I'm just like, well, would you rather have them die? But, like.
Yeah, now it's really not good for you.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a potential lawsuit now. And,
and like, yeah, that they took him back to his room. And in his room, there's a lot of drug paraphernalia. And then he, like, destroyed the TV. There was, like, an open bottle, some prescription drugs, and some white substances and that was burnt and with aluminum foil. And I think that, yeah, there's been reports, and I think there's leaked like WhatsApp messages from staff about that he was like high off his mind and that someone there provided him drugs. And but now we're getting more reports leading up to this moment. Supposedly he was kicked out of a previous hotel in Argentina, mm-hmm. because of similar like behavior. I think his label dropped him recently. Mm-hmm. The lawsuits that he's getting, like from his ex-fiance, the cease and desist, but also that like other like relationships he had with like fans and claiming that he's like, you know, grooming or taking advantage of younger fans. Mm-hmm. So I just think like so much was like,
he was also being dropped from his label and he wasn't able to get his American visa.
I forgot about that.
Visa. That's why he wasn't able to then travel back to the United States with his girlfriend. I just think like he was just going
through a lot
right then. And But honestly, it's like one of those things where it's like, I saw someone is like, someone basically said like, oh, but like, we shouldn't care that his pictures was leaked on TMZ. Like, you guys don't care about like the victims. You guys care about the fact that his pictures were leaked on TMZ more than you care about the victims. And I just think that's, bro, that's horrendous, horrendous thing to say. And it really took everything in me. I actually blocked her to not comment. Like, that was like, regardless of what the fuck he did, he was still a human being. He was someone's son. And he was someone's father. So,
brother, uncle.
And I honestly do think that even though, like, he did what he did, and I don't know. Actually, I don't know what he did. I don't know anything. But what he allegedly, that's the word. So I don't get in trouble. What he could have allegedly did. Yeah. I know all that. Even so, I still think that someone at the hotel was like, I don't know, treat people like how you would want like your own kids to be treated. Mm-hmm. Like, if your kid was in this situation and convulsing in a thing, would you leave them upstairs alone in a hotel room? Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I just feel like that's just like, maybe that's just like how I was raised, but like, I'm not saying the people at the hotel weren't raised right, but I'm thinking maybe the people at the hotel weren't raised right, because, like, what if that was my family member? What if that's always what I think about when things like this happen, or when I see someone struggling on the street? I'm like, well, like, care for people, son.
Yeah, I just feel like it makes me really sad, because, like, to think that he was, like, alone and like, there was, like, no humanity.
Yeah, that's what's getting me.
Yeah, and, like, thank God, because, like, what was it? TMZ is the first to break when anyone dies. Mm-hmm. So I was reading through that article before I saw people, like, yelling at TMZ about showing pictures of his body. Like, mm-hmm. parts of it. Like, supposedly,
TMZ is going to get theirs eventually.
God's been.
This is the third time you did this. That's crazy. You need to get yours.
Girl, I was so glad. Because when I looked at that article, I didn't. They did that with Kobe.
Yeah, they were the first to publicize about his death before his wife even knew.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And then we're trying to post pictures of the crash and everything.
Oh. Yeah, TMZ, yes, the crash, yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that TMZ broke it before his wife knew.
Yeah, no, I think Kobe's wife sued him for a lot of fucking money, and she won.
Why is TMZ still up?
Yo.
Whoa, how many people are on them?
I don't know. Mr. Payne, you better get them. Someone needs to get them again, because they need to stop. They really do. Because
what was it? They did it with Michael. They were, like, mad disrespectful.
And I hope the Jackson got them, too. People just really need to keep suing TMZ till they're like, you know what? Is this worth the lawsuit? I'm just saying.
I think people probably just eat it up, though. Like, they'll get sued, but there's people, like, I remember I used to have coworkers that would have the app or, like, constantly check TMZ mm-hmm. as if it was their news. Like, and just thinking, like, people actually do that? Yeah. There's people who eat up TMZ.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Because they don't, a lot of people don't see these celebrities as people. Mm-mm. And, like, that's awful. Strip that down for me. There is a memorial in New York City of Liam Payne. And I did see a video of people, like, tearily singing Strip That Down for me. And it's kind of made me laugh.
That's why I think, like, maybe it should be Night Changes.
I was not ready to hear that immediately. I'm not even going to hold you. Because, like, I was looking, like, in shock at, like, TikTok and Instagram about Liam dying. And then I started hearing Night Changes. I'm like, I haven't, like, listened to that song. And then hearing Start My Life, Right Now, Moments, Have a Heart. I'm like, you bitches are fucking with me right now.
Let me tell you something. I think we should end on this note because it's slightly positive and funny. So I was watching a video of Louis singing The Night Changes by himself, because, you know, he's solo now. And he saw a ball and he kicks it and it hits a fan. Boom, square in the face.
Very Mean Girls.
Very. And he was like, and then he goes to the mic and he finishes going, And then he stops and he's like, he grabs back and he goes, sorry, love. Well, oh my God. Now, when I tell you, when he said sorry, love, I've never, ever wanted to be kicked in the face with a ball so fucking bad. And this is how I know I'm still a little bit of a teenage girl inside me, because I really want Louis to say sorry, love to me.
Louis, punch me in the face.
No, please do that. And that's all I have to say, is that the little girl in you and me is still there. Because the way I reacted was like, God. Yeah.
Well.
Thank you guys for watching.
Yeah.
This is quite, I figure when we talked about One Direction, it would be like a little bit more positive, but you know.
I mean, you know, I'm to be honest, I think... because like I used to look back on liking One Direction quite negatively, mm-hmm. because I think it was like probably like
you're growing up now.
What?
I don't know, you don't feel that way?
No,
I felt that way a little bit. Sorry, maybe I'm speaking for myself, my bad. Let you talk.
I think like the one of the most traumatic moments of my life happened when I liked One Direction.
Oh, okay, so very different from me, go.
Yeah. And I think Zayn leaving and then the band breaking up, and I'm just like, there's no point in liking stuff because it just ends.
Yeah, okay, I get it now.
I remember, yes, a very angst, very very angst, and like I felt like they wasted my time if they were just gonna break up. Very that. Can like I just so say- I liked boys for them to not sing you together know, anymore.
No, but I tell you, I think you're a queen. And you stand up business, hoe.
I think I was like, see, you can never count on men.
I love you for that. And on this note, you can never count on men. Thank you so much for watching. Eh. Thank you for tuning in with us. That shit is so funny.